Otis and the Shoreway Saints, Broken Promised Land, off of their brand new disc, Anywhere But Here. And joining us in studio, Otis and the Shoreway Saints. There's a lot of you in studio. Go ahead and introduce yourselves. Let's start on the end.
All right, Justin, guitar, vocals on the last track, and the quiet guy, mostly.
Greg Breedlove here, bass, some vocals.
Kristen Marquis, and I do keyboards and vocals.
Otis, lead guitar, vocals.
And I'm Mark Roman, also keys and auxiliaries.
Keys and other stuff.
Too many to mention.
Welcome to the studio. It's been a while since we've had you guys in the studio. I know you guys played Blizzard Bash with us.
Right.
I think that was 3 years ago.
Yeah, about three.
And then that was around the last time you had the disc. Your last disc came out. Yeah. So this has been a long time in the works.
Oh, yeah.
So why don't you tell us a little bit about the disc itself, and because you guys were working with Googie on most of the disc, right?
Yeah, it goes back probably about 2 years. We started trying some material. Some of it didn't work out from the get-go. Moved on to some other things. And then this go-around, it's probably been about 9 months. Since about Christmas, we started working on it a couple weeks before Christmas.
So, all right, and the first track that we heard, we obviously, that's not you, Otis, doing leads.
That's Justin this time.
So is that going to be a common thread on the disc?
I think so. We're starting to share some duties and stuff and branch out a little bit.
So what kind of gave you the idea to have Justin?
Well, for one, he wrote it.
Okay.
And he brought it to the party, and it was a party from the get-go, so the guy that wrote it should sing it.
Okay. So, and is that kind of how you guys were working all along? Is everybody writing and bringing it together?
Yep.
Yeah, we started getting a little bit more comfortable with bringing our ideas, and so it's been working out. I mean, this is a fuller album. I mean, you'll hear that immediately. I mean, a lot more harmonies, a lot more horns. So that's
less contrived. It sounds more like us than all the previous ones.
I would say, and along the lines of more horns, you guys have actually added to the group. Say, right. And a second horn player.
Yes.
And
the second trumpet player is actually my son Matthew, recent graduate of Ohio State. So, but he's been playing trumpet all through school, and actually, he played at our last CD release playing tuba. He played on the track, actually, Low Tide. He played the tuba on that track.
Okay.
But this go-around, he played a lot of trumpet and helped out with the backup vocals as well.
So he has much less to carry around now.
Yeah, it's a little easier. A little easier.
Yeah. So you guys are releasing the disc this Saturday.
This Saturday.
Tell us a little bit more about that.
It's going to be a Brothers Lounge, and basically we're the only band on the bill, but you know, we have a whole night of our original music.
There's enough of you on stage.
Yeah. Not very much room left after that.
So the name of the disc, once again, is Anywhere But Here, and you're releasing it Saturday at Brothers Lounge. Why don't we hear a track off the disc?
Sure.
We're going to play the title track, right?
Yeah.
And this is Anywhere But Here right now on Neo-Rex by Otis and the Shoreway Saints.
Push the accelerator.
Otis and the Shoreway Saints and the title track off of their newest album, Anywhere But Here. In studio with us right now is Otis and the Shoreway Saints, and we got a track from the disc a few weeks ago from the guy that produced the disc for you guys, Googie. And anytime Googie's involved with something, there's always many stories to go along with it. And with you guys spending so much time in studio with him, what were some of the highlights of the time in studio with him that can actually be said on the air? Because I'm sure we can look at Googie later on and say, so yeah. Googie, what's all the stuff that we can't mention?
Oh, there were various arguments and stuff. Not too bad though. Like I said, one of the big ones earlier with me was with the day I walked in and he said, "Have you heard?" I'm like, "No. What are you talking about?" He's like, "LeBron's back," and that made for an interesting day in the studio.
Did he rope you into helping with any of his edits of his music?
No, I was too busy making fun of my own with playing Beatles songs and stuff and changing the words to LeBron's back and all this stuff.
And you guys were mentioning that some of the lyrics are now a little bit obsolete.
Yeah, to some degree.
To some degree.
I blame
completely. We still have, you know, the Browns and the Indians to disappoint us. So.
LeBron and the Republicans, they did it to us. Not that I'm on either side. I'm just saying it. You know.
So you've got your release show coming up this Saturday at 9 p.m. at Brothers Lounge. It's you guys on the set, or on the bill, on your own. You guys planning multiple sets? Are you planning just to play one big, long?
Multiple sets. The first set's going to have a little bit of our older stuff just to kind of keep things going, and it'll be mixed in, but we'll play predominantly the new disc, the first set, and then a bunch of our old standards and everything like that that we've, some of them revamped a little bit and everything like that, and it's going to be cool.
And it's a crowd free for all.
Yeah.
Take requests.
Yeah.
Freebird.
No,
not doing that one. So you guys have been out playing a bunch around town a bit. Have you guys been playing a bunch of the new stuff recently out?
Some of it.
We played about half the record.
Yeah. I wanted to play some of it because it's like some of it's real close to the vest. So I wanted to get the emotional aspect out of it before the release party and not be like kind of wigging out and all that stuff.
All right. Well, do we want to hear another track?
Sure.
What track do you want to play?
Well, one we've been playing out quite a bit is Righteous Rebels. So if you want to cue that one up.
We'll get that on. And this is Otis and the Shoreway Saints in studio with us, releasing their new disc, Anywhere But Here, this Saturday at Brothers Lounge. Check it out. Here is Righteous Rebels.
Brothers and I off to
Lotus and the Shoreway Saints and Righteous Rebels here on Nerox off of their brand new disc, Anywhere But Here. They're releasing it this Saturday at Brothers Lounge. Show's at 9 o'clock?
Yeah.
And doors are, what, 8:30?
At 8.
Yeah. And it's just you guys?
Mm-hmm.
And people can expect what?
A line out the door?
Yeah. All right, well,
a rock and roll house party to steal from Jay Giles.
So, obviously, you've got the release on Saturday. Do you guys have? Do you guys know what's coming up in the near future, or where's the best place to find out information on what you've got coming up?
The Shoreway Saints Facebook page or Reverb Nation,
which is facebook.com/.
Otis and the Shoreway Saints.
Otis and the Shoreway Saints. And then Reverb Nation can be found from there as well.
Yeah,
and
there's a link on the Facebook page for Reverb Nation.
And one question that I asked early on, and I should have asked on the air, what are you doing about the CD case? The last case was a matchbook. It was...
I tightened the reins on that one. We put a lot of money into this one this go around, so we just wanted something artistically to look great, and he pulled it off with what we gave him. It looks amazing. I mean, we didn't give him a booklet or nothing this time or any of that, but he did the best he could with what he.
Next time, next one,
yeah. Next time, okay. And obviously, CD will be available at the show,
yes.
And you guys have them yet?
They'll be in my hands tomorrow.
And tomorrow.
They're being shrink wrapped as we speak.
Well, once again, Otis and the Shoreway Saints releasing their new disc, Anywhere But Here, this Saturday at Brothers Lounge. Show is at 9 o'clock. Doors open at 8. And anything else you guys wanted to get in there?
I know all my buddies out at Smedley's waiting on me to get there.
What was the image this week?
What was this week's? Oh, I had the rock star hair, right? And holding the flying V.
Oh, so it was a tame one.
Yeah.
Anybody that follows Otis knows the creepy photos that come out on Mondays. Oh yeah, that one's today's is tame compared to some of the past ones.
The Land of Virtue one's the best.
So yeah, thank you very much for stopping in, and
thanks for having us.
Looking forward to spinning pretty much all of the disc at some point. So thank you very much. Have a great show on Saturday.
Thanks.
Once again, Otis and the Shoreway Saints, Saturday at Brothers Lounge, 9 o'clock show. And we got one last track from you guys. And I believe it was Happy Hour?
Yes.
Is the one? And once again, thank you guys for coming in.
Thank you.
to head home.